If passed, legislation currently being debated in Parliament could allow Czech police to be far more broadly equipped with electronic stun guns than at present. Currently, weapons like the US-made Taser are used by police, but only by special unit officers. The aim is to help them deal with dangerous suspects without having to resort to firearms. But the use of electronic stun guns like the Taser has not been without controversy. The weapon has been named in a growing number of cases of suspicious death, and as a result, some medical specialists as well as human rights representatives have warned against the weapon's broader implementation. Jan Wellinger has been following the story.
Electronic stun guns are supposed to be non-lethal, allowing law enforcement officers to stop aggressors without having to resort to firearms. But stun guns, such as the Taser, have not been shy of controversy. Over the years, they have been linked in connection to numerous cases of deaths, such as that of Polish national Robert Dukanski, who died after being shocked twice at Vancouver Airport in 2007. Some organizations haven't minced words. In a highly publicized report last November, the UN Committee Against Torture explicitly named the Taser X26, saying it caused extreme pain, which under certain circumstances could lead to death. A little earlier, I spoke to Michal Broja of Prague's UN Information Center.
The Committee Against Torture, which is a body of independent experts that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture, was considering a report in November last year, and it came to the attention of the committee that Portugal was considering to use the Taser weapons by its police. And in its final observations, which the committee issued, the committee stated it was worried that the use of Taser weapons, which provoke extreme pain, and in certain cases it could also cause death, and as such constituted a form of torture.
Some have called for a moratorium on the use of tasers by police bureaus until further studies are conducted to see whether they can be used safely. Did the committee in any sense reflect on that?
Well, actually the committee urged Portugal and also all countries which are parties of the Convention Against Torture to review the effects of taser weapons and to review its use.
In Prague on Wednesday, Interior Minister Ivan Langer said he was unafraid the items might be abused. Still, other police officials have defended the use of stun guns on the grounds their use, as opposed to classical firearms, is less likely to end in tragedy. Police official Stanislav Radosta spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV, saying that when you fired a gun, it could have irreversible consequences, while the use of a taser was more humane. If the legislation is passed, a far higher number of police, including municipal officers, could be equipped with stun guns in the future. As it stands, less than 4,000 members of special police units currently use the items now. The issue of broadly equipping police with electronic stun guns will most certainly continue to be the subject of heated debate.